This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Tech was going to fix so many problems in the world, but we're living in an era where we're learning how much it also hurts. Privacy invasions, online bullying, the spread of hate speech and images, robots taking jobs, all as Congress looks to create more regulations to keep the tech industry in line. Which brings us to an event earlier this week where the technology industry came to Capitol Hill to show off what it sees as its good side. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams was there.
Wine, hors d'oeuvres, and robots. The Consumer Technology Association took over a corner of the Rayburn House office building on Wednesday evening, bringing a scaled-down version of its big annual event, the Consumer Electronics Show, to Capitol Hill. Cheryl Goodman of Sony is introducing the crowd to her puppy, Ibo. It's cute and slightly creepy in that robotic dog sort of way. Goodman says it's more than a toy.
Let's say, for example, you have an elderly parent. Ibo could serve as a security dog to basically say, okay, were today's daily needs met?
Goodman has been explaining new technology to Congress for more than a decade, and she's seen a pretty drastic change, from technology being its own conversation to part of every conversation.
Technology and Congress have to be in lockstep.
Right now, they're not. As Congress races to pass legislation to keep up with the tech industry, tech businesses want a role in shaping that legislation. The Consumer Technology Association spent almost $5 million lobbying in D.C. last year. That's according to the Center for Responsive Politics. Individual companies are putting in money and time as well.
You're so calm. Nothing bothers you, huh?
That's Congressman David Price of North Carolina spending some time in his office with a real puppy. Kate is a black lab wearing a special collar that uses artificial intelligence to measure her reaction to loud noises, temperature changes, and other things to help predict how she'd do as a seeing eye dog. Congressman Price is impressed.
I'm the chairman of the Transportation and Housing Appropriations Subcommittee. So the main focus we've had on AI is on vehicles.
The AI in Kate's collar is powered by IBM's Watson. Chris Padilla is vice president of government affairs for IBM.
We basically want to help members of Congress understand the positive uses of artificial intelligence.
And
puppies are bipartisan and they are always popular.
What better way to try to prove you're not big bad tech than with some big brown puppy dog eyes? In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.